You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is February 15th, 2021. Everyone, welcome back to the podcast, and happy Valentine's Day / President's Day to you all. Really, this is the holiday season for February. We have two back-to-back holidays, Valentine's Day on the 14th, and then we have President's Day on the 15th. So, a lot going on. Hopefully, everybody's enjoying both of those holidays. Now, today on the show, we have a new razor that's been out a few months, I think, maybe 3 or 4 months. It's getting a little bit of fanfare out there. Not much, but I wanted to get to you guys to hear it here first. The Henson aluminum razor. This razor is really pretty interesting piece of machinery here, and we'll go over it. And the price point's right too, so we'll go over that. Also, the single edge razors part 3, as promised. We're going to do part 3. This is where we get more involved in injector razors and new style single edge razors. So you don't want to miss that part. And happy President's Day to you all. I've got a few pictures and a few stories about presidential razors with a new, I guess you could say it's never been heard of story from a past president. A really interesting story I found online just searching around. And I can't believe I've missed this so many years, but it's there and it's pretty cool. So you don't want to miss that part as well. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. Haven't seen Henson aluminum razor is out, and this razor is actually really, really interesting. By looking at it, it's available, I believe, at Bull Goose Shaving, bullgooseshaving.com, and just looking at it, all right guys, I was really impressed with the actual build quality of this razor. It's 100% aircraft grade aluminum, and it's priced at only $49.99. It's a medium mild razor, so it's a little bit more, could be a little bit considered aggressive, but it hasn't been too much on it. And I was just checking it out, looking for new stuff. And I found out that it was in stock on the website around December, so it hasn't been around that long. It's a couple of months. Really interesting looking piece in that aircraft grade aluminum, really nice polish and everything. Weighs about 38 grams total. So if you're used to using like a stainless steel safety razor or anything new, most of those razors are around the 100-gram range. This is only 35 grams, so this is a very light, very, very easy razor to pick up, right? The only thing is with these light razors, be careful because sometimes you tend to dig in a little bit because of to compensate for the weight. And when you do that, it's a little bit kind of, you can get a little too close, if you know what I mean, and get some irritation and possibly some razor bumps by really pushing into the skin. So you want to make sure you don't do that. Use it like a regular razor if you have it. And just make sure with those lighter razors, you give it the same touch, very, very light touch. Even though it feels like you're not doing anything, I promise you the razor is working. So really interesting razor to see that based out of Canada for $49.99. That puts it in the mid-range price range. So, I mean, this is priced right. And they advertise that this will last you a lifetime with a lifetime warranty as well. So check that out when you get a chance if you're interested in aluminum razors. I have owned a few of them. I have one aluminum razor right now. I have actually an old Wolfman aluminum razor that works great, but I will tell you I do prefer a little bit more weight on my razors. If you're really into light razors or if you don't like heavy and you want something really well balanced, this is probably for you. If you're more into stainless steel or copper or bronze or even titanium, this will be a little bit on the lighter side. So check out the Henson aluminum razor when you get a chance. And if you have one, let me know what your thoughts are, because I haven't seen too many reviews on them yet. All right, and the big one, Single Edge Razors Part 3. Now, we're going to talk more about injector razors. That's right. So we've talked about gem style razors. We've talked about artisan club style razors, those Mongoose and Cobra razors, right? Those new ones. Now, injector razors. Really, the injector razor is probably one of the razors that Gillette never really got a strong hold on, okay? Because we talked about, you know, gem-style razors, gem, you know, star shaving and all that. They were bought out by Gillette eventually, Eveready. They were bought out by Gillette, right? And Gillette eventually started making them themselves or manufacturing or owning the company or anything, right? So they actually saw a threat, bought that threat. and then they started using it for their benefit. But when it comes to the Schick injector, Gillette never really had a razor that can compete with it. They've done their certain injector razors. They also did the Tecmatic, which was like a ribbon style blade razor, which was terrible. And I'll be honest with you, that was the first cartridge razor to come out, and I don't think I have one. I think a lot of people do, and I know the blades are probably dull by now on it, and it doesn't work, but it's a terrible shave from what I've heard, and really never picked up that much to where it replaced the double-edged razor until really they got to the Track 2 with Gillette. But with the injector-style razors, Gillette really never had a take on it, so this was always a Schick's thing. And a little story, a little backstory on the injector razor. It was actually the brainchild of Lieutenant Colonel Schick, who was really inspired to build this razor after using semi-automatic weapons during World War I. The idea was really to load and unload the blade quickly, kind of like loading and unloading a rifle quickly, and without touching the blade to prevent any injury, and just to really do it quick. So if you have a Schick injector, if you've ever seen one on TV, on YouTube or something, you can notice that with the actual blades, the blade mechanism that comes with the blades when you buy blades, you can just kind of like shove them in there and it takes the old blade out, puts the new blade in, right, without touching it. That was his inspiration, semi-automatic weapons in World War I. So he started in about 1925 or 1928. Around the not late 20s, early 30s, this is when this razor started coming out. And it was produced until the 1990s, believe it or not. And it really, if you've used one, they shave great. They're really nice razors. They're very similar to like a cartridge-style razor without the multiple blades. They are light. Usually, I think they have a celluloid or Bakelite handle, right? And they also, the rest of it's usually, for the regular injectors, it's usually, I think, brass. But they shave really nicely. I've had several of them. I still have one that I do use in my rotation. And Schick still makes the blades. So you can still buy injector blades. I believe other companies make them as well. So you can check out online. You can go anywhere and you'll find them. Really, they're very readily available. I remember I purchased my first set of injector blades actually at a drugstore when I was about probably in my mid-20s, when I first started wet shaving, and I bought one. And I was like, where am I going to find blades? And I was just at a drugstore and I saw them at one really small pharmacy by my where I used to live. And I was like, oh, great. I'm going to pick up a couple packs. So, I mean, they're still out there and they're readily available. And you can buy them on Amazon and other websites as well, eBay. And this razor really was the one, I think this is the one idea design that Gillette just couldn't do as well. Because the Schick injector was out there for a long time and was... Honestly, if you were an injector guy, you were using a Schick. And they've made different versions of it, different models of it. They went from brass and celluloid to plastic and metal and all that stuff. So, I mean, there's many models out there. And again, I'm not a full-out, I guess, injector geek. I know there's a whole group for them and all that. I've used injectors. I love them. But I don't know too much about them, except of the little bit of a backstory. So that's something I'll be learning more about as well. But yeah, Schick injectors, guys, they are awesome razors. And really, to have a conversation about single-edge razors and not include them would be sacrilegious, in my opinion, because they are really awesome. And like again, Gillette did a lot of things, and Gillette was very successful, but they didn't get this. That's what's cool about it. So it's something really unique. If you're anti-Gillette or if you just want something vintage that's different, a Schick injector is the way to go. So from that Schick injector came a few other items, few other copies, and maybe not copies, but we can call them inspired razors, right? And now, if you've ever heard of Supply Company, Supply Shave Company, they were featured on Shark Tank. I know a lot of wet shavers talk about them. They took this inspiration from Schick, and they created it, a modern-day razor that has the same way of doing things, the same mechanisms and stuff, only it's made out of stainless steel, better quality, and a little bit bigger for the modern shaving hand, a little bit milder. I've had a Supply razor. They're really awesome. They do shave well. And that's just kind of like they were inspired by the Schick injector. So it's great to see that razor back and to be doing so successful and being written up in so many magazines and to see it actually on TV. If you haven't seen that Shark Tank episode, it is really pretty, it's very interesting to watch. and to see just to see one of us, basically one of the wet shavers out there on TV, looking to expand. And what's great about that razor is, and these injector razors, they're mild enough that anybody can use them. It's not like, oh, it's my 1.08 WR2 or my whatever gap, 1 inch or 1 millimeter gap razor that's so aggressive that only, you know, maybe 1% of the world can use it. These razors are not engineered for wet shavers per se. They're really engineered for the masses, for people to switch from cartridges to that, to just different style of shaving. So that's what they're really engineered to. So nice, mild, easy to use. You can head shave with them. You can leg shave with them. You can do everything with them. So they're really awesome. So yeah, Shark Tank came out with that episode, really spiked up the supply company, and the team at Supplier are really nice. They're great. I believe his name is Patrick. He's a great guy, and I've talked to him a few times, and I'm just, you know, really ecstatic to see that injector style razor is still out, and still you can still buy a new one. So it's really cool. So when we talk about single edge razors, there's only one way to finish it out, right? There's one way to go out in the sunset, and that's with the one blade. Okay, I know a lot of people, there's been controversy about the one blade and this and that, and when it first came out, I'll never spend $300 or $400, $500 on a razor. And I, you know, that's all viable concerns, right? But the one blade is really, it's the only modern day razor that went through a different style and now came out with a brand new design that wasn't copied, okay, or inspired from. And now you look at every single double-edged razor that's been produced is really a descendant of the double ring from Gillette, right? Everything's been used. They used that design, they used that blade, and they kind of went on their own way with it, right? Different styles, but they're all really three-piece razors, two-piece razors, all that. They came out with new designs, but we haven't seen really anything in a very, very long time until we saw the one blade. The one blade is a completely new concept using a blade that was meant for auto strop razors, right? The Feather FHS10, which is a great blade, by the way, and it does really surround the razor well. They can actually be used in auto strop razors, and they were meant for that, but they really work well with the one blade, trust me. So after going through countless prototypes and a lot of money, the one blade came out, and it's really it's the first new classic wet shaving design we've seen in modern times, and it's really stood the stand of time. It's been around for 5 years, almost 6 years now, and they're still out there strong. You know, a lot of people said, oh, it's not going to make it, oh, the design, oh, this and that. But until you actually use one and try it, you can't really say much of anything, because I understand the price point is high, but it is a 100% stainless steel razor. It does shave very well. And it's fun to actually own and have in the collection. And there's also great like accessories to go with it and everything like that. So the one blade design with the spring-loaded blade tray and everything, it just really works. And regardless of, you can actually get the core, the one blade core, which is like only 20 or 30 bucks, maybe even less than that now, which just gives you the same concept. Although I will admit it's not the same shave as the Genesis or a higher end one, because I do like the metal better. I think that's a better shave, the Genesis. The 100% stainless steel is much better razor than the core, of course, but the core gives you the concept, right? The core concept of the razor. But just looking at the one blade, knowing that there's something, somebody came out with something new and it's still on the market after 6 years and it doesn't look like it's slowing down, it's great. It's just great to see that the wet shaving world has just expanded. So for single edge razors, we got to salute the one blade. Right, because the one blade is a new single edge razor, new design using classic components, really, and just really great to see and have and just be able to enjoy and watch everybody have fun with them. Now, I will also admit the one blade, I'm doing some work with the one blade right now. I'm doing some testing on my own regarding head shaving and just doing that, because there hasn't been too much on it. And for you head shavers out there, it's always hard to find that perfect razor for a head shave. I tell you, it is difficult at times. So, I mean, just to be able to find something that head shaves well is a big plus. And I'll have that review coming out shortly here. So that concludes the single edge dedication. 3 episodes dedicated to single edge razors. And I am so happy that we were able to go over it and talk about it, because every year we're going to have a little single edge corner for the podcast, because you can't keep talking about the DEs all the time and give them all the glory because these razors are awesome too. There's so many different types of single edge razors to try that you can try them all or try just a few of them and see what you like. But the best part about the single edge razors is if you're looking for vintage, most of them are, you can have it a real bargain and you can find them in a lot of antique shops and stuff like that. So check that out, guys. If you see them, pick one up, try it, let me know your thoughts, and let's keep the single edge crowd going strong. All right, let's keep these razors alive. So as every year, I always like to have a little corner for President's Day. I think presidents and American presidents and their shaving aspects are it just kind of go hand in hand, right? Every time you think about when you start getting into what shaving, wow, I wonder what this president used or what this president used in the past. Not so much modern times, but even so, I wonder if a modern president uses a double-edged razor or actually looks at any of our content or uses a soap and blade. I mean, or soap and brush. You never know. But for President's Day, as always, I have some pictures here in the show notes. I have JFK's personal Gillette razor. This was a gift to him with custom soap tin, brush tin, razor, and also blade tin, a blade carrier or whatever. It has his initials in it, and this was actually used by him. It was gifted to him by Gillette, I believe. On the next picture, we have George Washington's personal shave set. This has a straight razor. It has a caudical stone, a strop, comb, and a brush. And then also the carrying case. Now, this is something that George Washington is, it's actually at Mount Vernon. So George Washington apparently used this razor and was very fond of French straight razors from what I've heard. And using, he did use a caudical as well to cone his razor, which most people did actually, believe it or not, at that time. They used caudicals. And a little bit later on, in the mid to late 1700s, it was Etcher stones, which are Thuries from Germany. And those stones were used widespread for many, many years as well. Up until really until the 1950s or 60s. And caudicals are still used today. And then previously unreleased content for U.S. presidents. Something I didn't know about until I did some real digging. And I found that Teddy Roosevelt had a commemorative straight razor made for him, for his campaign and for his presidential race. Actually, from when he was a president, when he became president. A commemorative straight razor from 1901. And there's a picture of it in the show notes. This is a German straight razor etched with his logo and his seal on the actual blade. This was awesome to find. I've never even heard of it. And I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt fan, as I'm sure many people are. And just to be able to find the straight razor that actually was a commemorative straight razor for him, really cool. Because I never heard of it before. And I found this on one of the websites at one of his museums. So it was really awesome to find that. His presidential library or something has pictures of this. Really awesome personal artifact, actually used by him. And he was, I think he more at long lines had a barber shaving him, but this is definitely one of his razors in his personal collection. So really cool to see the commemorative razor for a president and seeing that maybe they did that more often than less and just started giving out razors. That was awesome. So really cool to see that. The picture is right there in the show notes too. So take a look and see if you can find some more stuff on it. And also, a favorite of many presidents was, you can't have a presidential conversation without talking about Caswell Macy. That was a favorite scent for George Washington. Number 6 was his favorite scent. I believe JFK, John F. Kennedy used it. Countless other presidents actually loved Caswell Macy. And right now, it's really great to see that they are still in business since 1752, I believe. And actually, the soap maker for them now is the Holy Black out of New York. So the Holy Black makes their soaps for them with their recipes and their to their standards. And they still produce great products as well. So guys, Caswell Macy, we got to salute you because you saluted so many. You were the scent of so many presidents. I believe also in addition to that, Dwight Eisenhower also used their stuff. And a bunch of other presidents did too. All right, guys, and that concludes the show for this week. And really glad to bring all this stuff to you and just all the presidential shave. It's so interesting, and I love that stuff. If you have any other information on it, on any presidential shave sets or pictures you see in a museum, snap a picture and send them to me, and I'll definitely share them on the show. I'm always interested in finding some new stuff on it. So, guys, remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners, Mark Mantic, aka Mantic59, for everything he does with the wet shaving world. And also, don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for the latest tips and interesting wet shaving stories. Guys, our next show will be on the 1st of March of 2021. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.